There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Welcome back in, everybody, to a Thursday edition of Birds 365 here on Jacob Sports. I'm your host, Xander Krause. That's my co-host, Johnny Mac, John McMullen. And we're joined right now by the great Gary Cobb joining us here on Birds 365. G. Cobb, how you doing on this Thursday morning, brother?
I don't know. My kids might say, hey, when did he become great? No, I'm just kidding.
it's always the kids, G.
They probably wouldn't say that, but there are some people that would say that. Some of my buddies, you know, the guys that I play with and things, you know, we're always jabbing each other, man, all the time.
That's part of it, man. Hey, when you last in the NFL as long as you did, and most of the people criticizing didn't play a decade plus of the other. Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that.
Agreed, yeah. John.
So, no problem. Let's start with the linebacker. Since that's your expertise, it's funny because you think about the Eagles and eventually we don't know when they're going to get there, but at some point you're going to have N'Kobe Dean back. And at some point you're going to have Jahad Campbell back. Jahad's probably going to be back first. And then you put them with Zach Bond and you say, wow, this is the best linebacker room the Eagles have had in a long time. But right now, man, Zach was sitting out mandatory minicamp with some general soreness, and all of a sudden, your starters are Jeremiah Trotter Jr., who we all love, and we love his dad, but, you know, second-year player, barely played last season, and Smile Mundon, a rookie fifth-round pick, who, you know, good player at Georgia, but, boy, things can happen quickly in the NFL. You can envision, like, ooh, you look great, and then the next day, it might not look so great.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that, they have some people that are versatile. I think that's the thing they were looking for when they drafted Campbell. They were thinking versatility because, you know, like Zach Bond, you know, he comes up and say, well, you know, they have the convenience that they can play him where they want to play him, you know, and he'll be able to fit in. So they like to be in a position where they're trying to get him on the field. But it could be where he has to play because of, you know, injuries and things where they got to get him in there right away. But the thing they have is they got versatility. That's what they saw in him. And I think it was a good pick in looking at, we could either have him playing, playing linebacker where he's playing off the ball, or we could have him coming off the corner. And the big thing that to me, the Eagles that I want to see is, can they get to the quarterback consistently without blitzing, you know, and that's really what Vic likes to do. Do they have pass rushers who can get back there to the quarterback, you know, the kind of guys that when they walk up, you know, when they're coming off the corner, the quarterback starts saying he wants to look and see where people are at because he knows that they're going to get there. So, you know, can they be that kind of team? That's what I'm interested in seeing with the Eagles, because if they do have a pass rush, you know, I think we got something again this year. So, but, you know, we'll find out.
Yeah, good stuff. G. Cobb, I want to talk to you about Zach Bond for a second. What does he have to do, G. Cobb, to do this again? And the reason I ask this is, if I said to you a guy like Fred Warner, you wouldn't have a question about whether he's going to be a great linebacker. He's done it his whole life. Zach Bond, this is his first year, you know, playing at an all-pro level at that position. There's no rhythm. There's no routine that he's established prior to this year to kind of duplicate that. How hard is that as a player? And what's your advice to Zach Bond to come back and be the same player or better than he was last year?
Well, first of all, I was amazed at the way he played. I mean, you know, for him to be where he's new at this position, and it just seemed like, you know, the big thing that jumped out to me the most was his football intelligence. I mean, you know, he knows where to go. He knows the adjustments to make. You know, when they're, let's say they're sliding the play a little bit, the quarterback sliding a little bit. You know, he knows where to go. He knows, hey, check this backside, you know, that a route is being run. And, I mean, he got his hands on the ball so much. You know, that's the thing. Because really, and I give the Eagles a lot of credit, you know, and I like going to their practices, they're the only team that I've ever seen do this. I think other teams are going to start doing what they do, which is they start off the practice with all of the, especially the defense and everything, forcing turnovers. It's all about turnovers. Because if you force turnovers and you win the turnover battle, most of the time you're going to win the game. And the way that they're working on, punching the ball out and all that. I mean, you know, it almost make me feel like going back, you know, and saying, hey, coach, you know, to my coaches years ago, we got to work on forcing turnovers, you know. But they do a great job of that. And it's paid off for them, you know, that they force turnovers. And the way Zach played with just his adjustments, you know, very smart football player, man. And the way he was able to do this and with 1 year in there, I think that's the biggest thing to jump out for me, because he's a tremendous athlete. But I was shocked at, like I said, his football intelligence, making the adjustments before plays and during plays. And he just had a great year. And, you know, can he keep that up? I don't know. If he just stays close to that, we'll be.
I'll take close to it. Because, you know, you have big years. When you have a career year, they call it a career year for a reason. It's tough to do that year after, and they keep going up. Just from a statistical standpoint. But you're right. The minute you enter that building, gee, you know, I mean, it's all ball security all over the place. The banners are all over the place, and the tackling circuits and the turnover circuits, as you mentioned, with Bobby King gets a lot of credit for that. He's the one who kind of got that started last year. So, yeah, they're doing a great job with that kind of stuff. And the peanut punches, man. Jalen Carter's just got a natural ability for it. Zach has a natural ability for it. And
they just do a great job of that with the turnovers, man. And the way they got it going last year. And then, you know, well, for that matter, in the Super Bowl, I mean, just forcing turnovers, man.
Yeah. I got a hint Jamal Singleton's a part of that, too, because he's a big boxing guy. I think he's got some imprints on that, because I'm always amazed by Jamal Singleton, who's the running backs coach, assistant head coach, but the running backs coach mainly. And you see it when you talk, because ball security works both ways, as you know, G. You got to protect it. And Jamal Singleton's there with those boxing gloves just pounding those those backs. I don't know how he gets through a season. I don't know how his hands aren't ripped to shreds.
I tell you, I enjoy it, man. Because, you know, like I said, you know, I've seen thousands of workouts and things, and they're the first I've seen do that. And you know what? Anybody that studies the games, they tell you how important turnovers are. And for them to, you know, actually go into where they make an adjustment with their workout, I'm going, like, I'm sure that you're going to have a lot of people copying what they're doing, man, because that's where it's at. Force turnovers. If you force turnovers, you're going to be leaving probably with a smile, because you're going to win. You know,
that's true. It's one of the best indicators in football about whether you'll win a game is the turnover differential. Jay, we talked about linebackers there, but the two big concerns, I think, on the defense are actually not at the linebacker spot. It's the secondary. Who's going to fill in there for the losses of Slay, Gardner Johnson, and Isaiah Rogers? And then you go to the edge rusher room. You lost Josh Sweat, Brandon Graham, and even Milton Williams off that defensive front. What's a bigger concern for you coming into the season on that defense, the edge rushing group or that secondary?
I probably would say the edge rushing group. To me, that's the thing, because that's the hardest thing to do. But I think they have the people in back there that they have enough that they're going to be able to find guys that are going to do a good job at cornerback and at the safety spot. You know, I feel comfortable from looking at them already. I think that they're going to be capable of doing that. But you know, are you going to have somebody who can beat a guy one-on-one consistently and be able to get pressure on the quarterback? Well, you don't have the quarterback sitting back there with too much time because, you know, Vic doesn't like to blitz. You know, he likes to, if he has his druthers, He would rather play a coverage that he's not going to get beat for a big play. So, you know, I can understand where he's coming from. I like the things he does defensively, but we got to find out, do we have a consistent pass rush with them double teaming, you know, the Carter inside? So can those guys get there, man? If they can get there, hey, we might have to get our party stuff ready again, man.
I'm a little higher, and I'm
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
I'm breaking my own rule because I don't like to judge defensive linemen, offensive linemen, even running backs in the spring because there's no physicality. So true. I always say going against Lane Johnson, wait till the pads come on, then go beat Lane Johnson. Similar with Jordan Mailata, Jalix Hunt, great athlete, you know, no pads. He's getting by Jordan Mailata for a sack at minicamp. Yep. Everybody's excited, G Cobb. Even I got a little excited because he's a tremendous athlete. He looks like an edge rusher. He's got great length. He's got the long arms.
Mm-hmm.
And they throw him into, you know, he's very raw. But they threw him into the deep end of the pool after some injuries late last season. And he looked better. I thought it was going to be a disaster. I got to be honest with you. And he looked pretty good. Sometimes guys get an opportunity and they just run with it. Where are you with Jalix Hunt?
Well, you know, I definitely see the potential. You know, I was thrilled with what I saw in the Super Bowl and everything. But I think that was a great situation. And you know, after we stood back and look at the Kansas City Chiefs, we had to say, man, they got a horrible offensive line, man. You know,
yeah.
That line was
well, they had a left guard playing left tackle, basically.
That's right. You got left guard playing out there the tackle spot. but they took advantage of that situation. But I, like I said, that was not a good offensive line. So they took advantage of it though. But I think we gotta wait. We gotta wait to see. You know, I want to see consistency, you know, and see him being able to beat, you know, where you got some quality people up there. And you know, I have to kind of hold out on that. I like what I've seen so far, but I'm not ready to give him you know, any kind of accolades just yet, you know, because I think that you know, you got to be consistent, you know, and I would like to see him get punched in the mouth a couple times, you know.
Oh, that'll come. That'll happen. That'll happen.
I mean, it's just like, look, in boxing, you know, we want to see him get hit first, you know. But, you know, you see him get hit. You see somebody.
I want to see when Trent Williams brings the old man strength to the party. I want to see that.
It is fun when you see a guy have something happen to him out there where one of the opponents does something to get the guy's attention. And when he comes back to, you know, the sideline, you know, this is the way when rookies come into the NFL, you're always looking inside the helmet, you know. because when he gets his head busted, he comes out there, and you know, then you see, you know, now we find out where this kid, what this kid is made of. You know, that's what you look to, and it's really just laugh because you're kind of looking for. I know when I was playing, you always got to, when you're playing with a rookie, you're always looking for that time when he gets blasted, where somebody catches him from a blind side or something, and he's coming off.
Well,
the field.
I'm glad you said that, G, because one of the things, you know. And you could tell, please tell the people, when you play as long as you did, you're going to get blasted at some point. If you're a Hall of Famer or if you're a one-year guy, there is going to be a piece of film out there where you just get waxed. And it happened last year to Nolan Smith at one point, and it happened to Jordan Mailata at one point with Jared Verse. And I'm like, fans make a big deal out of this. I'm like, it happens. These are NFL players.
It happens to every guy that puts on the equipment. I know one time when I remember this. This was back when I was in college, man. I was running down on kickoff. You know, I'm a freshman running down on kickoff, and I didn't know. I don't know where he came from. You know, and the guys. You know, I'm going to the wrong bench. You know, hey, go get him, man. He's going to. so that type of stuff is fun. It gives you a laugh, but you know it's getting introduced to the game. And I think also the thing mentally, where somebody runs a play on you, and you know you got the wrong read or something, and you know you let somebody get by you and stuff. This is all part of the game, and the Eagles have some young players that are going to go through that. But the big thing you want to do is you want to experience players around them to be able to, hey, let's let that go. Just make sure that you're reading the right guy, you know, that you're doing everything the right way and it's sound, and you'll be okay. But, you know, everybody gets beat, and that's part of the game. And the Eagles have got to mature players. See, that's what really is going to be the key to the season is they got these guys are going to grow up just kind of like last year, where they're going to grow up during the season. And the veteran guys have got to make sure they keep them, you know, dialed in and go through this progress where, you know, they get, they're going to have some times where they give up some big plays or something happens, but these guys have got to mature right during the season. And that's going to be the fun of looking at this defense this year. Cause you know what they've got offensively. We'll just see what exactly they're going to do. What is Kevin Petula going to do with the talent he has over there. But we expect the offense, you know, they got no excuse. The offense has got to score some points. And the defense is going to have to come along. And like last year, we hope they get it together before the party's over.
You bring up the offense, G. Cobb. Let me go right there. Kevin Petullo in, first-year coordinator. It's a rookie driving a Ferrari, man, right, or an F1 car out on the track. What's he got to do this year to manage the offense, and how much different do you expect it to look than it was last year, G-Cup?
Well, I kind of think they're probably going to let give Jalen Hurts more freedom. You know, I think Jalen has been in this system long enough to where he should have it mastered, to where he knows what he's doing. He knows the adjustments he can make, the different checks they're going to go to when they see certain things. So, you know, they would like to have him, let him have more freedom. I, of course, as much as they, as Saquon Barkley, you know, I mean, last year was basically the offense was a strong dose of Saquon Barkley. Every game, pretty much. They're giving him the ball, feeding him. I don't know that they're going to do this as much this year, because all of the teams during the offseason, all of the defensive coordinators, they spent the entire offseason studying how to stop Saquon Barkley. You know, you probably have some of the defensive coordinators, you know, they're laying in bed, you know, and let's say, you know, their wife is in the mood. Hey, she's got to get the paper of what the defensive coordinator is doing, studying how to stop Saquon Barkley. Baby, wait a minute. I think we got a way we can stop Barkley. You know, that's what's on those guys' minds. So I want to see the Eagles throw the ball more. I think they should be able to throw the ball, make adjustments. for Jalen to make adjustments at the line of scrimmage, which, you know, he was doing last year, even with the running game. And then sometimes when they see something they want to run against, they check to a run. But a lot of times I think they're going to give Jalen Hurts more freedom at the line of scrimmage, which I thought they did some last year. They're going to do more and more because he's looked on probably more now as a veteran quarterback. And a lot of times veteran quarterbacks, they're going to come to the line of scrimmage and call the play at the line of scrimmage and make adjustments and those sort of things, because they got plenty of weapons. You got Goddard back, man. You know, they should be slicing people up because nobody's new. These guys know the system. Petullo, come on. He's been here for years. These guys, I mean, offensively, man, they should be ready to go because these guys have been together for a long time. But, of course, you know, you got to go out and execute. But with all the weapons they have, my goodness, they got no excuse, man. They should have a lot of fun offensively because they played together so long and they've got truly some outstanding weapons. In their passing a game, they got a great offensive line. I don't know what else could they use. I mean, what else do they need offensively when it comes to their passing game? But I want to see them throw the ball more effectively. I want to see Jalen make the adjustments, you know, change, call the play at the line of scrimmage. You know, we saw some of that last year with some of the plays he made. He did do some adjustments. I could think of some of the throws that he made, that deep throw. What was that on? Was it fourth down to he threw a touchdown to AJ on the left
AJ.
Side.
It's always AJ on the go route. Yeah, that was my Super Bowl game plan, G. Go route. Go route to AJ.
Yeah, and that's it. That's
now
it,
I want to see more side adjustments, more traditional side adjustments. I think they need to get better at that. Yep. With Saquon, you're right about, I've been saying that. I mean, that's how the NFL is. We all know it's a copycat league. They all sit there. They're all going to over adjust, try to take Saquon out of the game.
Yep.
Do you think that's a bigger impact on the offense or the 492 touches? I mean, that is, you know, the history of running backs.
Whew. That's a lot. I mean, that's got to, affect Saquon where, I don't think you should ask a guy that, and I don't think they will, but I look at at the Super Bowl, man. You know, you look at the Super Bowl and you see Kansas City and what they did, you're going, look, we might get beat, but we're not going to get beat by Saquon Barkley. That's what they went into the game. And thankfully, you know,
they
Jalen.
Got beat like a drum, though. They got beat like a drum. Although you got to give the defense credit. I mean, they completely shut down.
Yeah. The defense did do a great job, and Jalen made the throws. It wasn't where he had a day where he's throwing for 400 yards, but he did do a great job. He hit the big plays. He got the ball to people, and then the thing Jalen does, which really I thought might have been the biggest plays he made offensively initially, were the runs he made against the Chiefs on like third down.
Where
he basically cut their heart out because, they're already bleeding. And that's when you put that dagger in a man, that's a beautiful thing. When you put the dagger in a guy,
he did it. Yeah. He did it literally too, with the pass to Devontae.
He made some nice throws.
I don't think I ever talked to you about this, but my favorite running back ever was Earl Campbell. Now I don't know how much you played Earl. I'm sure you played him a little bit.
Yeah, I played him a little bit, but really he was past his prime when I played against him.
I didn't know if you played him early, because that was my point. Like, it was like 4 years and that was it, because he was touching it 400 times a year.
I know.
And then it was just like a cliff. But those 4 years, I've never seen a more powerful runner. And unfortunately, he's paying for it later in his life. I just don't think people understand the toll the running back position takes on people's bodies.
Yeah, you know, especially when, you know, like last year, it got to the point where they know he's going to get the ball, you know, where they come up to the line of scrimmage, everybody knows who's getting ready to get the ball. And when you, when you're playing like that now, you know, it puts pressure on, you know, of course, that, that running back, but on the offensive line, because people are going to start moving more people up to the line of scrimmage. And the Eagles were able to deal with that. You know, they made adjustments. And then the big thing with Saquon is, you know, I mean, you know, dude's got those wheels, man. He's got those.
Oh, we got to talk about AJ Dillon's quads, man. We were talking about that at practice.
You're right. But those guys make me think of, you know, the trucks when they got those huge wheels, you know. These dudes, I mean, both of those guys, they got the big wheels, man. Yeah. And they he can run hard. And the big thing about Saquon is, man, when he kicks it in the overdrive on some guys, you don't see anybody else in the frame, you know? So that lets you know what kind of athlete he is and how fast he is, that he just take off and just run away from everybody. I mean, the way he did last year, every time he took off on a long run, it was like, well, where's everybody else at, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy because he's, you know, he's 230.
Yeah.
He's probably over 230, and he's out running NFL D-backs, which is ain't easy to do.
Yep.
So, yeah, he's special. But, yeah, AJ Dillon, his quads.
That dude, you're right. His are bigger than Saquon's. You know, nobody has legs bigger than Saquon. And he comes out there going like, man, where are they getting these guys from? You know, a guy with that big of legs. But you know, the big thing though, I'm interested with the Eagles though, is they need some of these young players. They're going to have to step up, much like it was last year. Meaning, guys have to grow up. They're going to have to go through a time where they learn the system, learn to play on the NFL level. They're going to get hit in the mouth a few times, but they've got to grow up within the season, and that's what is going to be interesting, because that means, and I will say this, that's the reason I was surprised that the Eagles were able to keep all of their coaches, because they did such a great job last year of basically growing up players right during the season. And they have all these young guys were able to help them, you know, before the season was out. And now they got to do it again this year, because they're going to need, you know, somebody, young guy to help them at the safety spot, probably on the defensive line, you know, maybe even at linebacker. So they have to teach these guys during the season and help them mature. And that says a lot about the coaches. That's why I do really think a lot of the Eagles assistant coaches, because they did great job last year, and they got to do it again this year.
Yeah,
that's the last thing I wanted to ask you about, G-Cobb, before we let you go. We appreciate you being here with us on Birds 365 today on a Thursday edition. It's Cooper DeJean. You go with him at the slot? Do you want to see him somewhere else? I feel like, gee, that guy is so freaking good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like, he makes an impact at the slot.
Yeah.
Could he make a bigger impact somewhere else? How do you see that with Cooper DeJean?
Well, I like him at the slot because, you know, he's able to utilize all of his skills, which is, you know, a lot of times now where their DBs don't want to tackle anybody, man, you know what I mean? We used to kid about it years ago, you know.
Yeah.
But now some of the guys will flat out tell you, that's not my job to tackle people. Look, you got equipment on, you're supposed to be tackling. But he's got the ability to do that. He's a willing tackler. But then at the same time, you see him run with the fastest receivers. You see how great he can do a job of coming up, jamming a receiver, delaying his release. The kid can do everything, man. I tell you, I really have been impressed with the football player he is, because he can do it all, man. Dude can play.
Yeah.
He could just line up out there at the corner spot and play that and just be out there all season. But then again, he could go in, play safety and everything. And I saw the way they were moving him around, where they got him playing everything. But he's smart, too, you know. And I guess that's the biggest thing, is that, you know, being a rookie and being as smart as he is, he's been around good football people, and he knows the game. And You know, I think he could play anywhere, man. You know, who knows? Maybe they have him coming off the corner at defensive end.
Yeah.
That's what Reed Blankenship was saying. It's OTAs. They might have me on the defensive line.
Yeah, that's right. Cares? That's right. But this is going to be an exciting year, man. This coming off last year, basically doing it again where they've got to grow these guys up during the season, man. That's a lot to ask of, but hey, that's why they pay them the big bucks.
Yep. All right, last one from me, G, and thanks for joining the show. You mentioned some of those young players, the developmental aspect of the Eagles, the assistant coaches. Connor Barwin deserves a lot of credit. He runs that whole developmental system.
Yeah.
So we'll give a shout-out to Connor. I'm going to give you the four guys. One we talked about, Jalix Hunt, Kaylee Ringo.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Trotter, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Drew Makuba. I'll give you those four. Who's G Cobb most high on?
So you said Trotter, Makuba,
Kaylee Ringo, Jalix Hunt. So you got a linebacker, you got a safety.
The guy that is the most imposing in the position he plays, you know, for his size and athleticism and everything. And I know he had a good day yesterday and everything is Ringo, man. Dude, man. Man, you got all the tools.
Yeah.
You got to play well this year, dude. We are dependent on you. Kelly Ringo. Hey, step up to the plate, dude. It's your time. You got all the skills. No reason he doesn't have a great year. But of course, the mental part of the game is very important. And I know he's had time to learn behind some good people and everything. So, you know, hey, do your thing, man. It's right there for him. But Kelly Ringo is a guy who I'm expecting a lot out of this year.
Yeah, he's got all the tools, as you mentioned, man. Certainly the physical gifts as well. We'll see how it all shakes out. That's G Cobb, everybody. Make sure you guys go and follow him at Gary Cobb over on X. That's 2 R's, G-A-R-R-Y, Cobb. And listen to him on Fox 29. He's their Eagles analyst. Yep. G Cobb, we appreciate you joining today, brother. Always giving some time for us. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. All right, man.
All right. You guys have a great day.
All right,
you too, Gary.
Bob joining us here on Birds 365. Great stuff. Great interview there with G Cobb. Great takeaways on the Eagles offense, defense, and everything coming up in the 2025 season. John, we got some super chats a little bit here that we'll get to here before the end of the show. We got about 6 minutes left to play here on Birds 365. Let's get to our chats right now. Life with Trucker CEO checks in. What's up, brother? Appreciate the $10 super chat. He says, question for the best Eagles reporter. I love it. Do you think Jalen has held Dallas Goedert back as a player? Could he have been a Hall of Famer with another team that has a better passing game? Interesting question there.
No, I don't think he's held him back as a player. But I do think he's held him back as a player in a more of a fan perspective, because I do think if we were in a different offense that he would have a bunch more catches and better numbers. So it depends how you look at it. But, you know, he's been a very good player. I think mainly what has kept him from reaching that top five level consistently in the NFL has been the injuries, which a lot of them are from this style of play. He's such a physical player. That has hurt him a little bit. But I think everybody knows how good he is, including the Eagles, even with the contract angst. But when you have so many good players like the Eagles have, you gotta draw that line. We've talked about that line. And, you know, back when before AJ got here, he was sort of the second piece in the passing game. Now he's the third piece in the passing game. So, you know, he's a luxury almost, but he's a very good player. I think everybody knows it. To your point, I think in the general public's mind, you're probably right. If he was in a different offense,